Good morning.
8:01 a.m. on May the 24th, 2016. It's
a lot colder than I expected it to be, to be honest. It's 52 out, but there's a little breeze and there's no sun, or very little. Poked through a little while ago. But at 52 degrees, I did not wear a jacket. I'm wearing a sweatshirt, but it's a little nippy. So I'm not pushing very hard today. I'm just trying to keep the legs moving, trying to work through whatever musculature issue I've got dealing with here. And here we go, rock and roll. Today I don't have anything until 2 o'clock. Other than I've got to go home and fix some breakfast because I am so hungry. I am so hungry. I can't believe it. And then I'll have to do lunch too, probably. But then at 2 o'clock, we've got to take the kid over to turn in her checkout sheet and to pick up her cap and gown. And then we have to go back again at 6 o'clock to drop her off for the senior barbecue and return at 6:45, which, as I think I mentioned yesterday, isn't really time enough to do anything, including really go home. We're not welcome at the barbecue, and we don't really have time to do anything else before we're supposed to be back again. So it's rather tedious. It's a bit short-sighted. But it's almost over. The end of the week. By Friday we will, or Saturday anyway, we will be done with District 6. Our days of students in the school will be over. Tomorrow is an ugly day because of the early morning. I won't be able to walk at 8 o'clock tomorrow. I'll have to be out earlier. Which is actually doable. It's actually quite likely that I will get out a little bit earlier. Assume I don't oversleep. I slept in until almost 6 this morning. It was quite delicious. Of course, I was up until 11, so it wasn't quite as delicious as it might have been. I really need to have a few nights of going to bed at 9, getting up at 6, or at least 5, to try to get caught up. Today's activities involve South Coast, getting South Coast ready for paperback. I need to get that in the queue so that those books can be on their way while I'm working with the paperback of Ashes. And I can mark that up and do some work with that. Get that up to snuff so that we'll be able to release a paperback version. Last day of school. I mentioned that because it's the school bus is moving around here. And I'm like, really? And it's because today is the last day of school. It is the last day for the district. It's the last day for finals, but younger daughter has no finals because she has no 7th or 8th block. So she doesn't have to go, she doesn't have to stay, she just has to go and pick up her cap and gown. and I'm going, cycling back through the loop of things I'm supposed to do today. Got a little bit of yard work done yesterday. Got my therapy appointment down. Given some marching orders in terms of things I'm supposed to be doing that I know I'm supposed to be doing, but I haven't been doing. Writing. Although I have to say, I'm feeling good about what I actually accomplished today. I did a one-on-one mentor with one of the Rocky Mountain fiction writers who was struggling with the story that she's in a situation that I hate, that I don't really put myself in by picking up a book that I stopped writing 3 years ago and try to fix it. I do have this issue with South Coast. But it isn't a question of needing to fix it, it's a question of needing to get these other books out and working and moving. That's got to be irritating. A little Chevy without out-of-state plates and a bad rattle. How many doors does a chicken coop have? Just two. If they had four, it would be a chicken sedan. Okay, that was a bad joke. Anyway. I don't really have anything to talk about today. I'm tired, I'm hungry. There's something new on EVE Online. Apparently there are now recurring opportunities that grant small amounts of skill points if you do them. The one that seems to be active is kill a rat, get 10,000 points. You're only allowed to do it once a day. Or at least no more than once a day. I don't know how often those opportunities will come along. One account had not had any of those opportunities. I'm not sure exactly how they're being rolled out. Maybe tomorrow. But, 10,000 skill points isn't very much, but for an unskilled player, for a new player, an alt who has very, very low skill points, 10,000 points is enough to get some things moving. If it's 10,000 points a day, that could add up pretty fast. And by comparison, an actual skill point burn is like 2,000 skill points an hour. Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Good, good. Lady with a little black Scotty again. Was very interested in me. So, yeah, with some rudimentary an active account gets 2,000 points an hour. So it's like 5 hours of training. Five hours of the earned training points when applied. So I got Natalie on, Natalia Ruggieri, and she's a trader who has monk post, who's done very, very well, earned almost half a billion ISK with under 3 million skill points, all in trade. There's just virtually nothing in any kind of combat skills that would allow her to kill a rat. And so she had just barely enough, and I found a very weak one in a belt and went and killed it, and got 10,000 points, which let me really beef up some of her gunnery skills and her weapon skills, and so she'll be able to do it much more easily next time. Good morning. So the next time the opportunity arises, she'll be ready for another 10,000 points. And, you know, it's... For a character I don't play that much, for a character I don't really have too much time for, it's still cool, it's still fun, I like it. Oop. Hike it. Morning. Somebody with the University of Northern Colorado graduate assistant hang tag in her window. So yeah, yesterday I worked with Alexandra, I think, with about a story that she started writing a dystopia like 5 or 6 years ago, and now they're sort of cliche, and they are. But she's working with a theme of having to decide for yourself, not taking things at face value, but learning how to apply critical thinking to everyday activities. And the way she set it up is that there's a rogue government and then a resistance movement, and her character is being indoctrinated by the resistance movement about how evil the rogue government is, and then she's going to go and be sent into the rogue government for a low-level recon mission, and she's supposed to come back. But no, I won't spoil it, because she might actually finish the book, and if she does, then I might want to read it, and it's not likely, but it could happen. And I don't want to spoil it for anybody who might want to read it, so I'll let it go at that. But we had a nice conversation for about an hour while she talked me through the various pieces. And basically all I did was ask why, what for, why was she going to do this, why was she going to do that, how did she feel about this other person, how did she think about everything going on around her, and what was she going to do at the end, do you know? And she, and much like me, I have no idea what's going to happen at the end, but some of the intermediate stuff, it's like, why is she going there? These are questions that I really need to answer about Natalia and Zoya, for why are they going there? And for Milk Run, it's for a really specific purpose, to introduce from the inside out the toehold space. From a narrative standpoint, that's really the only goal. I need to have some sort of MacGuffin for them to pursue. I'm still working on the MacGuffin. I've got them flying around out there. I've got them trying to make enough money to keep their ship afloat. And I think the answer is going to be they may lose the ship. I don't know. I don't know if that's the case. I don't want to spoiler it. The obvious answer is they lose the ship and then have to go try to find it again, or at least figure out what to do without it, because Natalia was really counting on this ship to be her reason for being out there. But it's so obvious. It's like, okay, she's going to lose this massively valuable, one-of-a-kind antique ship. Really? Somebody's going to steal it? Which would make a certain amount of sense, but not really the kind of story that I want it to be. So what are they going to do instead? And I have some ideas, and largely because I need Natalia to have a certain level of skill, and I've set it up in exile, so she has the skill, she has the mindset, she has the tools, and it's important for me to try to remember that she's literally a new graduate. Good morning. And so she has basically the skills, the trained skills of a third mate, but she has a lot of other skills, and in part she's been piloting this scout craft around for quite a while, and she's conversant with a lot of places that the more straight arrow Zoya hasn't been. Natalia at least knows how Toehold space works. She has some sense of the history of it, whereas Zoya is working in a sort of information blackout. She's working from her sole source of information is the party line, and so figuring that out, having Zoya figure out what's going on, having Natalia figure out. Natalia has already figured out a couple of things that are important about Zoya, and Zoya, of course, is aware that Natalia has figured them out, because why not? And so Zoya has to figure out what she's going to do now, given that her purpose for being there is pretty much blown. So, yeah, I need to get back into the story, and I need some uninterrupted time to do it, because I need to go back through and read what I've got. It's almost 30,000 words. It's like 29,000-something, 28,000-something. A few 5K days would see me to 100,000 words, which would be potentially the end of the story. 80,000 words, I'd be... If I came to a good stopping point at 80,000 words, I would stop it there. But like all of my other books, there's no... it's all common people doing common things. Common people like me. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.